This is a group processing session by L. Ron Hubbard given on the 6th of June, 1954. The title is Group Processing, Look at That Object. This lecture is 57 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Arrow Productions.
Thank you. Anybody get into an acute state of restimulation when I said mock up that horrible accident or something of the sort? Are you still in that state of restimulation? Wonder what happened to it. Did it run out afterwards? Mm-hmm. And who couldn't find one? I guess we have all lived. Well, now we find... As we do that, we might find out something that's quite interesting. And just for fun here, let's get the idea of sort of looking outside the hall over to the right and getting what a big mystery it is, what's beyond there. And let's look outside the hall through the front of the hall now and get what a big mystery it is out there. Can't see it. The wall's in between. What a big mystery it is. All right, now let's look outside the hall over to the left and get a sort of an idea of what a tremendous mystery that is. Isn't that awesome? Now let's look out through the back of the hall and get what an enormous mystery there is outside in that direction. Mystery. And now let's look down through the floor and get what a big mystery it is down below. And up through the ceiling and get what a mystery it is just on the other side of the ceiling. Big mystery. All right, now get the idea of somebody over here on the right side of the hall trying to see through the wall and realizing what a big mystery you are. And somebody on the outside of the front of the hall trying to look through and getting what a big mystery you are. And now the same thing from the left side. Somebody out there. Boy, what a mystery you are. And somebody way down below in the earth looking up through at you and getting what a big mystery you are. Can't see through that floor. And somebody out back of the hall someplace trying to look through the wall and getting what a mystery you are. And somebody up above the ceiling trying to look through and getting what a mystery you are. Can't see through the ceiling. Okay, now let's find a place where a mystery would be safe. Where would a mystery be safe? Geographical location. Point to it. Point in that direction. Go ahead, you won't stick anybody in the eye. Point to it. Got it? That's right. Right there. You real sure that'd be safe there? Okay. Good. Now let's find another place where a mystery would be safe. Go ahead and point to it. You won't poke anybody. Go on, point to it. That's good. That's good. Now get another place where a mystery would be safe. You're just sure it'd be nice and safe there. Good. Point to it. Go on. That's right. Okay, now let's find another place where a mystery would be safe. Well, let's point to that. Go ahead and point. Good. Good. And another place where a mystery would be safe. Point to it. All right. Now let's get a place where a mystery would find you safe. And you point to that place where a mystery would find you good and safe. It might be right there, but go ahead and point to it anyhow. You got it now? Okay, now let's find another place where a mystery would find you good and safe. Got one? Go ahead and point to it now. Be sure of it now. All I'm asking you to be is real certain that a mystery would find you very safe there. Don't ask me what I mean by safe. That's what you mean by safe, not what I mean. Okay, and another place where a mystery would find you safe. Good. 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 All right, now a place where you would find a mystery extremely safe. Which direction is it? How far? Point to it. That's good. Now let's get another one where a mystery would find you safe. Good. And where a mystery would find you safe again. Know that for sure now. All right, and where you would find a mystery safe. Get that real good, where you'd find a mystery safe. Okay, and another place where you would find a mystery safe. Point it out. Get how far it is. Right to that place. And another place where you would find a mystery safe. Good. Point it out. All right. And where a mystery would find you safe. Get it for sure now, where a mystery would find you safe. Good. Okay. Now, point out some place where you would find a mystery essentially very, very safe. Oh, very safe. Get a plus perfect place now for mystery. Got it real good now? You real sure of that one? Real sure of that one? Okay. Good. Now get some place a problem would be safe. Where a problem would be safe. Well, I never saw so many people indulging in personalities in my life. All right, now let's get it as a place now. Good. Let's point to it. Where a problem would be safe. Good. Another place a problem would be safe. Good. Good. Another place where a problem would be safe. Good. And another place where a problem would be safe. All fine. 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 And where a problem would find you pretty darn safe. Okay. Good. Another place where a problem would find you safe. Got that spotted real good now? Get the spot. Point to it. Okay. All right. Now that you've got that completely established, let's continue a little more on the groove, shall we say, with step two of procedure 30. And let's find out what kind of a problem you can be. Now, what kind of a problem you can be? Well, fine. Fine. Let's get another kind of a problem you could be. Got it? All right. Now answer me this. What kind of a problem could you be to your mother? Go ahead and be it. That make her figure? Can you sort of get an idea of her figuring? What's the direction to your mother as she stands there figuring? Can you spot that real good? Go ahead, point to it. You got it? She figured? Are the wheels really grinding? All right. Now, what kind of a problem can your mother be to you? Wow. Okay. Give me another kind of problem your mother could be to you. That really make you figure? Which direction from you is she being this problem? Good, good, good. All right. Now, what kind of a problem can you be to your mother? Really make her figure? Which direction is she figuring? Good. And what kind of a problem can your mother be to you now? Okay. Now, what kind of a problem could you be to your father? Go ahead and be it. And make him figure. Okay, now what kind of a problem could your father be to you? Have him be it. That make you figure? Or do you just sort of sit there apathetically saying, oh, no. What other kind of a problem could your father be to you? Another kind of a problem your father could be to you. And now, what kind of a problem could you be to your father? Doesn't matter if he's dead. And another kind of a problem you could be to your father. That make him figure? Okay, now what kind of a problem could you be to a little child? Okay, now what kind of a problem could a little child be to you? That make you figure? Now, what kind of a problem can you be to a little child? Now, what kind of a problem can a little child be to you? Okay, what kind of a problem could you be to a marital partner? Wife or husband, what kind of a problem could you be to a marital partner? All right, now this goes for everybody. What kind of a problem could you be to a wife? Now, what kind of a problem could a wife be to you? Now, what sort of a problem could you be to a husband? Now, what sort of a problem could a husband be to you? Make you figure? All right. Now, what kind of a problem could you be to your own name? Okay. Now, what sort of a problem could you be to an auditor? Now, just check over what an auditor expects you to have and do and get what kind of a problem you can be to an auditor. You make him figure? Which direction is he from you figuring? Got him? Just watch them figure. Be that problem there and watch them figure. Now, what kind of a problem could you be to a preclear? That make the preclear figure? Come on, get what kind of a problem you could really be to a preclear. Go ahead and be it. Now, what kind of a problem could a preclear be to you? Okay. Now, what sort of problem could you be to an instructor? A teacher. Now, what sort of a problem could you be to a pupil? Go ahead and be it. Now, what sort of a problem could you be to an instructor in Scientology? Now, what sort of a problem could you be to a student of Scientology? Now, what sort of a problem could you be to a group? And what sort of a problem could you be to all mankind?
Okay, what sort of a problem could you be to animals? And what sort of a problem could animals be to you? And now, what sort of a problem could you be to space? Just space in general, what sort of a problem could you be? Okay, what sort of a problem could you be to energy? And what sort of a problem could you be to objects? And what kind of a problem could you be to spirits? Okay. Now, what sort of a problem could spirits be to you? And what sort of a problem can you be to God? Now, what sort of a problem could God be to you? Now, what sort of a problem could you be to the devil? Now, what sort of a problem could the devil be to you? And now, what kind of a problem can you be to yourself? Now, don't worry about duplicating if you got the same one again. And another kind of a problem you could be to yourself. And what kind of a problem could you be to an auditor? And what sort of a problem could an auditor be to you? And what kind of a problem can you be to yourself? Go ahead and be it. Now unbe it. Now be it again. Now unbe it. Now be this problem to yourself again. Now unbe it. Now be it. Now unbe it. Now be it again. Now unbe it. Now be it again. Now unbe it. Okay. Problem any less? Well, let's mark up a horrible kind of a problem you could be to yourself. Now let's invent one. Don't go try to run all these out. Now let's just invent a good kind of a problem you could be to yourself. Doesn't have to be original, it just has to be difficult. All right, now invent another kind of a problem you could be to yourself. Oh, you had time to invent that first one. Let's invent this second one. Oh, come on, let's invent a third one now. Let's don't just sit there. Let's really invent a wonderful sort of a problem that you could never solve. Get satisfied there that you've got a problem that you could never solve. All right, now let's invent a kind of a problem that your mother would never be able to solve. Got it? Now let's invent a kind of a problem that your father would never be able to solve. Now let's invent the ultimate in unsolvable problems. Hey, nobody's asking you to solve these problems. Get them unsolvable. Now let's invent another problem, an unsolvable problem. Got the ultimate and unsolvable problems? Well, get something approaching an ultimate anyhow. Now let's get another, invent another unsolvable problem. And this time let's put it someplace. Now let's invent another unsolvable problem. And this time let's get real certain that it is an unsolvable problem. And let's put it someplace. I don't care if you hide it, just let's put it someplace. Does that make you feel better? Make it feel worse. Make it feel better, make it feel worse. You worry you now about having to go back and solve all those problems you just invented? Huh, is that what you're doing? Well, mock up a little man with a gee whiz Jim Dandy computer for a head and have him just go around and solve those problems. Bzzz. Get them all solved. Now, right where you sit, be the solution. Can you be that solution? Well, let's be a satisfactory sort of solution. Right where you sit there, can you be a solution to anything? Oh, come on, you can be a solution to something. See if you can be a solution to something, though. You get it? Can you be a solution to something, though? Huh? Solution to something else? Well, I'll give you one. Hold a 4 out in front of you as the solution to 2 plus 2. Now be that 4. Does that make you feel better? Huh? Is that better? Now mark yourself up as a disastrous train wreck. Be the solution. Everybody dead, all finished, ended. Can you mark yourself up as that kind of a solution? Well, now mark yourself up as a complete emptiness where the world has been. How's that solution? Is that a good solution? The nuclear physicist solution. Let's see now if you can be a solution. Some new kind of solution. Can you be some more solutions? I never saw a computer's wheel so in my life. Come on. Can you be some more solutions now? Well, I tell you what, spot the right-hand wall and get how it's arrived. And the left-hand wall and get how it's arrived. And the back wall and get how it's arrived. And up front here and get how it's arrived. And get how the floor has arrived. And how the ceiling has arrived. And get how you've arrived right there in your chair. That make you feel closer to a solution? A little bit? Well, get how your chair has arrived. And how the ceiling has arrived. And the floor has arrived. And let's find one small part of the body which you can get as having arrived. Even just your clothes. Get something there that's arrived. Do that easily? Now can you get how another part of your body has arrived? And how another part has arrived. Might be just this first part again. Now get the most arrived part of your body. You got some part of the body you can say about, absolutely, this has arrived. Get some more parts of your body that have arrived. Now find the nothingness around yourself someplace and find out whether or not that isn't a solution. Can you find some more nothingnesses that are solutions? Well, now, there might be a geographical area around someplace that is itself a solution. Point to it. Now, can you find another geographical area that's a solution? Point to it. Go ahead and point to it. Okay. Now, what kind of a problem can view be to you? Now, what kind of a problem you can be now? Now, as you're being that problem, which direction is the thing that's figuring it all out? You. Now, watch it figure. Be the problem and watch that thing figure. All right, now unbe the problem and just figure yourself for a moment. Doesn't matter what you figure. Now, be the problem now and watch that thing figure. Now, you unbe the problem and figure. You know, how am I going to do this? How am I going to do that? So and so, I wonder what that is. All right, now let's be the problem again and watch your first name figure. Okay. Now get how the ceiling has arrived. How the floor has arrived. Good solid arrival. You know, solid. How the right-hand wall has arrived. And how the left-hand wall has arrived. You get that real good, how it's arrived? Okay. No? Let's list some people, just name some people off, who would refuse to grant beingness or life to your mystery. Who would refuse to grant the fact that you were a mystery. People who wouldn't admit that you were a mystery. Got some? Now let's list some who wouldn't believe there was anything wrong with you. And now let's list some who wouldn't really grant the fact that you were any kind of a problem. Grant the fact that you had any problems, rather. You find somebody who would refuse to admit that you had any problems? Oh, at least one. Now let's find somebody that you wouldn't admit had problems. Got some more? Now let's get some people who would never, if you killed them dead, admit that you had anything important as a mystery about you. No mystery about you at all. They wouldn't admit you had any mystery about you. Knew all about you, through and through, these people. Now, let's list some people you wouldn't dare lie to. Or find one, anyway. Now, let's list some people who wouldn't dare lie to you. You hope. And now, some more people that you wouldn't dare lie to. Some more people you wouldn't dare lie to. Now let's find one person that you might tell a little tiny fib to. Get the fib. One person you might tell this little tiny fib to. Who could you lie to and get away with it? Who else could you lie to and get away with it? What sort of a lie could you get away with? Now let's get some lies that you could tell without being immediately caught. Okay. Now let's find some lies that people could tell you that wouldn't kill you. Well, you can think more than that. Now, some more lies that you could be told that wouldn't kill you. And now some lies that you could tell that you're fairly sure you wouldn't be caught. All right, now let's just cut in just a little bit lower on the strata and get something you could pretend, just in case we haven't picked up anybody yet on this. Get something that you could pretend, which was actually a lie, a falsehood, that you could pretend that if you didn't tell anybody, you would be able to pretend it. You got that? Let's get something you could pretend if you didn't tell anybody, you know. You got something you could pretend that you wouldn't have to worry about having pretended it? Now, let's get something else you could pretend you wouldn't have to worry about. Some more things. Now let's get some things somebody else could pretend without being executed at precisely 6 o'clock, June 8th. 6 a.m., that is. Got some things somebody else could pretend safely? Okay. Now, what could you pretend safely about life? And now some lies that could be told to you that wouldn't kill you. It's the only proviso we ask. They wouldn't kill you. Get some more of them. Okay, now let's get something you could mark up that would not immediately devour you. That the markup itself wouldn't devour you. And get some more things. Things would be perfectly safe for you to mark up. Just check them over. I'm not even asking you to mark them up. Just check them over. Now, let's get something that you could imagine. Something which you could imagine safely. Some more things. And again, a lie which you could tell right out in front of God and everybody without getting caught. Got some more of them now? Some more lies you could tell? All right, now let's get something you could pretend without being censured, without being scolded. Something you could pretend without being scolded. Got some more things you could pretend without being scolded? Okay, now let's see if you can find some things which, if somebody else pretended them, it would be all right with you. Got that? All right, now let's find something you could, here's another little change here, something you could own somewhere in the universe, something an old bent pin or something. Something you could own somewhere in the universe. Absolutely sure you could own this thing. Now let's see if there is such a thing. Something that you yourself could own. Let's find something and then some more. But let's find one for sure. Now let's find something you could own that it wouldn't matter if somebody else also owned it. And then some more, but get that one for sure. You could own this, but it'd be all right if somebody else owned it too. Now let's find some more things you could own, just anything you could own, old gravel or the ghost of a goat or something. Something you're real sure you could own, and then some more things. I don't care how shadowy it is or whether it's just a picture of the thing. I don't care how far south you have to go, but let's find something for sure you could own. And then some more things. Now, let's be real overt about this one, and let's find out some kind of a picture or mock-up or idea which you own because you can't have the real thing. And find some more, but get that one for sure. Got some? Some things you own in mock-up because you can't have the real? Now let's just change our minds about having the real thing. You do that? Do you still need the mock-up? Okay, now let's find a problem which you own because you can't have the solution. One of those you mocked up a while ago that stumped you would be good enough. And something else now that you own in mock-up because you can't have the real thing. To see if you have such a picture or an idea or energy mass. Let's find some more of them. Well, okay. Okay, well, that's trying your brains hard enough here for the moment. So let's find the two back anchor points of the room and hold on to them and sit there and don't think for a moment. Isn't that a relief? Let's sit there, don't think for a moment. Okay, let go. Find the floor beneath your feet.